We have engaged all parts of the U.S. government to see does anybody have a way, short of asking Apple to do it, with a 5C running iOS 9 to do this, and we do not.
Okay, well, let's go through the 5C running iOS 9. Does the 5C have a non-volatile memory in which all of the encrypted data and the selection switches for the phone settings are all located in that encrypted data?
I don't know.
Well, it does. Take my word for it for now. That means that you can, in fact, remove from the phone all of its memory, all of its non-volatile memory, its disk drive, if you will, and set it over here and have a true copy of it that you could conduct infinite number of attacks on. Let's assume that you can make an infinite number of copies once you make one copy, right?
I have no idea.
Well, let's go through what you asked. And I'm doing this because I came out of the security business, and this befuddles me that you haven't looked at the source code and you don't really understand the disk drive, at least to answer my rather, you know, dumb questions, if you will. If there's only a memory, and that memory, that non-volatile memory, sits here, and there's a chip, and the chip does have an encryption code that was burned into it, and you can make 10,000 copies of this chip, this non-volatile memory hard drive, then you can perform as many attacks as you want on it. Now, you've asked specifically Apple to defeat the finger code so you can attack it automatically so you don't have to punch in codes. You've asked them to eliminate the 10 and destroy. But you haven't, as far as I know, asked them, okay, if we make 1,000 copies or 2,000 copies of this and we put it with the chip and we run 5 tries, 00 through 04, and then throw that image away and put another one in and do that 2,000 times, won't we have tried with a non-changing chip and an encryption code that is duplicated 2,000 times, won't we have tried all 10,000 possible combinations in a matter of hours? If you haven't asked that question, the question is, how can you come before this committee and before a federal judge and demand that somebody else invent something if you can't answer the questions that your people have tried this?